starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Hi. Who's he? Well, just in time. Boys, this is Malcolm Adams. He and his mother are visiting the Wilsons, but she had to go to Capital City with Martha, so we're taking care of him for the day. I forgot I had a church meeting, but I won't be long. So you play with Malcolm till I get back.
We can't, Mom.
Why not?
This is the last day Mr. Jenkins is holding the chemistry set for us. We don't buy it today, he'll sell it to Higgy.
I don't see what one thing has to do with the other.
We need $5 to buy the chemistry set. All we got is $3.99. We gotta go out and try and make the other $1.01 doing something.
What, for instance?
I don't know. Sawing wood for Joe King, maybe. Or cleaning out my pop's hen house.
Would you rather saw wood and clean out a hen house than take care of Malcolm?
I don't know what you mean, Mom.
I'll contribute the $1.01.
You will?
Mm-hmm. If you play nicely with Malcolm and take good care of him. Well, I've got to run now. Eat your cookies and drink your milk, dear, so you can play with Jeff and Porky.
Mom, we need the money now.
Why?
Oh, I told you, today's the last day.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll talk to Mr. Jenkins. Bye.
Mom, are you sure it's all right?
Am I sure of what's all right?
We've been saving and working an awful long time to get that chemistry set.
I told you not to worry about it. You just take good care of Malcolm. Now, be nice to him.
All right.
Ellen?
Yes?
Pick me up a pound of pipe tobacco, will you? Burley. And if you get a chance, stop by the depot and see if them tractor lugs that I ordered came in.
Mm-hmm. That all?
Well, that's all I can think of now.
Then I better get out of here before you think of something else. Bye.
Bye now. Where's the little boy?
In the kitchen with Porky.
Now, I got to set up some bean poles in the garden, so you keep your eye on them, won't you?
Mom's paying us $1.01 to take care of them.
She is? What's the 1 cent for?
Well, we saved up $3.99, so Mom's giving us $1.01 to make up the $5 for the chemistry set.
Chemistry set? So that's what you're saving up for? You ain't satisfied with tearing up the place, now you want to blow it up, huh? Well, I'll be in the garden back at the barn if you need me. And look, if Joe King calls, tell him Grain's meeting's changed to Tuesday instead of Monday this week, see?
Okay. What's the matter? Don't you like cookies? Good. I can't get him to talk. He's bashful. You don't have to be afraid of us, Malcolm. We're going to play with you. Now, what would you like to play? Baseball? Basketball?
He's too little.
He is not. He's a big boy, aren't you, Malcolm?
Maybe he can't talk.
Let me see your tongue. He's got one. Is that a real flower? Can I smell it? Wait a minute, Porky! Can't you think a joke?
Some joke.
We gotta be nice to this kid till Mom gets here. We won't get $1.01 from her. You don't have to drink all your milk if you don't want to. Come on in the parlor. I got a new comic magazine. I'll read it to you.
Hiding in the gulch, waiting for Sheriff Dan to move down toward the valley, were Clegg and Peters, the two rustlers Sheriff Dan was tracking.
This isn't scaring you too much, is it, Malcolm?
These men would stop at nothing.
Suddenly, Whitey stopped. Sheriff Dan dismounted and drew his guns. And carefully crawling along the ground, he came.
Where the two killers were hidden behind a massive boulder. Suddenly, a shot rang out.
Whoa! Something to eat, Malcolm?
Let me fix something for him.
Leave him alone. Get a couple of glasses. I'll get the milk. That kid's a real monster. All kids are like that. Don't let him get out. I don't care if we never get the chemistry set.
Don't be a dope.
I'm telling you, that kid comes near me again, I'm gonna clobber him. And if I was you, I wouldn't trust him in the same room with Lassie.
He can't do anything to her.
That's what you think.
Nice, Lassie. Nice, Lassie. Nice girl. Nice.
Soon. And anyway, I got a great idea. We'll take him out in the woods and tell him we're gonna play cowboys and Indians. And then when we get him out there, we'll tie him to a tree and keep him tied there till Mom gets home, okay?
Okay.
We're gonna camp here. You build a fire and you tie up my horse.
How am I gonna build a fire without matches?
Make believe.
that fire good. Give me the rope.
What for?
Because I want it.
What do you want it for?
Give it, I'll tell your mother you hit me.
When did I hit you?
I know when.
Didn't your mother ever tell you what happens to little boys who tell fibs? He big Indian scalp them. Daggone. Oh! Leave him alone. You started it.
Then let me finish it.
Cut it out. You want to spoil everything? You shouldn't kick people, Malcolm. It's not nice.
Give me the rope.
What do you want the rope for?
I'm going to tie you up, you and him.
Oh, yeah?
You're bad Indians. You got to get tied up.
Wait a minute, Malcolm.
I want the rope.
I'll give it to you. Just wait a minute. Where are you going to tie us?
To that tree.
Why?
Because you're bad Indians.
Okay. Here. Jeff, you crazy. You gonna let him tie us up?
He's just playing.
Yeah, like he's been playing all afternoon. Some fun, ha ha. All we gotta do is keep him happy a little while longer.
Come on!
We're coming. Don't lose your temper.
Stand by the tree.
How about let's go hunting with a bow and arrow, Malcolm? You wanna shoot a buffalo?
No.
An elephant?
No.
A lion?
No.
What do you want to do?
Tie you up. Get over there. Hold this.
Hey, not so tight. Oh, he's just playing, huh? Take it easy.
Now you can't get away.
Nope, we're your prisoners. Where are you going?
I'm hungry. I'm going home.
You better untie us first.
No, you're bad Indians. You gotta stay tied up forever and ever and ever.
I'm gonna clobber that kid. I'm gonna murder him. Girl, pick it up. That's the way. Go on, bite it. Good girl. Now go around the tree. Go around the tree, Lassie. Go on around. That's it. Now go around again. Go on.
What's going on here? You two ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
But, Graham...
You go to your room and stay there.
But, Mr. Miller...
I don't want to hear anything out of you either. Two big boys picking on a poor little kid like this. And now you're going to be all right. You wait till your father hears about this, Porky.
But...
he'll tan you good, that's all.
Gramps, I...
you get in your room and stay there before I lose my temper. I'll take care of you later. There. Come on now, we'll get you kind of cleaned up. Are you feeling all right?
Boy, we sure made a mess of things.
Flute and Malcolm. What'd you have to do it for?
I don't know. I couldn't help it, Jeff. I was burning up inside. It's your mom.
That meeting would never end. What happened?
They held his head under the spigot and shoved his face in the mud.
Who?
Jeff and Porky.
Where are they?
In Jeff's room. There, got the worst of it off. Now we got to get you some clean clothes. There's some stuff out in the barn that Jeff grew out of. Now, you stay right here, won't you? That's right.
Believe that nice little boy did all the things you say he did.
I wouldn't lie to you, Mom. You know I wouldn't.
Honest, Miss Miller. I got a bump on my head where I fell when he tripped us. And look at my leg.
He did that?
Sure. He kicked me. Twice. We didn't do anything to him. Until he tied us to a tree and hit Porky with a slingshot.
Yeah.
I brought your chemistry set back with me, but I am not going to give it to you if I find out you bullied that little boy.
We didn't, Mom. Honest, we didn't.
I'm not so sure. He looks like a little angel. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Both of you. March.
Thank you.
Where's the little boy?
In there.
Oh. What happened?
I don't know. We heard an explosion, then the kitchen was full of smoke.
Is he all right?
As soon as I get these clothes off and get him cleaned up a little bit, I think he will be.
I got some of Jeff's old stuff in a trunk out in the barn.
Oh, Jeff, get a pair of Levi's and a shirt for me, will you please? Go out the front way. I think I know what happened.
What?
I left the boys' chemistry set in the kitchen, and I'm afraid this little fellow got into it.
Is that what you did?
Boy, Malcolm sure made a mess of this chemistry set. There's nothing left.
You wait right here. Don't move. I'll bring the car around.
Malcolm, you forgot something. Your flower.
Hey, goody.